This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6-7, who are you directing your frustrations, your anger, your disappointments at? Let's go to Lynchburg, talk to Benny on the Fan. Thanks for the call, sir. How are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man, I'm 53 years old, and yesterday's loss was probably one of the worst that I can ever remember. I've turned my back on the TV twice this year thinking we either had Carson Wentz sacked or the game was over on an interception, and both times I turned around and just fell to the chair because I couldn't believe what I was watching. I'm not angry with anybody. I'm heartbroken. I mean, these guys, they play their hearts out for 59 and a half minutes, and they always find a way to lose right there at the end. But that being said, I've heard you guys talk all morning. I think this is going in the right direction for the first time in a very long time. Thank you for your time.
I agree with you. I hope they're allowed to stay that way. I mean, part of that is just going to be that, you know, the most important and influential people here have to understand that. And Dan Snyder is not that different than most very reactionary Redskins fans. So you never really know what he's thinking. I mean, I have been told before on different occasions that, like, Dan Snyder wanted to fire the entire coaching staff after this meltdown collapse in Philadelphia in the middle of a game like 2 years before Shanahan's tenure ended. I'm trying to remember the year. I want to say it was like 2011 at the end of a game against Philadelphia at the end of the year. But he basically was like, I'm firing everyone after this. And Bruce Allen had to talk him out of it.
Was it the 34-10 game in 2011 where they got destroyed?
Yeah, was that like week 16 or week 17?
Yeah, it was the last game of the season.
Yeah, so that day he basically decided we're firing everyone tomorrow. And Bruce Allen had to talk him out of it. And I've heard that from someone who knows that was the case. Mm-hmm. I've heard that when they hired Scott McLuhan, they went to him and they were like, hey, are you going to fire Jay Gruden? He's like, no. I'm like, you're not going to? Really? Weird. And Dan Snyder was perfectly cool if that was the decision at that point after a season of Jay Gruden. And so my point is, it would not be insane to me if Dan Snyder decided at the end of this year to go in a different direction. But the actions, if I base them on my opinion on that and not just his history, signing Gruden to an extension this offseason, kind of quietly in the background, not having done anything crazy yet this year, make me think they're actually being kind of calm and reasonable here. But if they just let this thing play out, suddenly it's going to get a lot calmer. And all the crazy people who yell really loudly, as soon as the team starts winning, they just yell really loudly very positively. You don't worry about those people because they just go up and down with whatever the team does. Now, if they'd have won yesterday, if nothing else changed other than the Kendall Fuller hand to the face, or if in overtime, on the first play of overtime after the collapse, the Saint falls down in coverage and Josh Doctson runs for a 50-yard touchdown, then people are just talking about a playoff run today. Those exact same people who say Jay Gruden should be fired or you can't go forward with this or that, they will come and go with the wind. They don't matter. So if you're Snyder, you better have some Spartan reserve to you. And I'm really curious what he thinks.
I'm curious, too.
Let's go to John in Bethesda. What's up, John?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, John.
I can't understand how the highest paid player on the team making a dumb mistake at the end of the game, you know, doesn't get the blame for this. You can say what you want to say about the defense, but New Orleans defense gave up a lot of points, too.
Yep.
They kept New Orleans in the game at the end, and their quarterback won the game at the end, and I did not. And if you look at the Twitter feed, you can see that everybody in the fan base expects him to do what he did, to not show up. They don't expect him to come through, guys. And I know your relationship
this,
with him. And
First of all, he's
a nice guy.
John, you got to talk with me here. Hold on, real quick. Let's go back and forth. First of all, you're referencing the Twitter feed of strangers I don't know and what they expect. That means nothing to me, okay?
You see these people because you communicate with them on Twitter, because I watch you on Twitter, too. So you talk to these people, you know exactly who they are.
That's
you know
fine.
Exactly
my,
what
my point is, you're asking me to say because some Redskins fans think something's going to happen, I should act like that means something. It means nothing.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What
I'm saying is that look at the evidence of what Kirk Cousins has done, and he has lost more games than he has won.
Well, here's the evidence,
look at his
John,
record.
Is that he's
look
got
his
more
record against winning teams.
John,
and this is what he does.
John, listen to me. He has the most game-winning touchdown drives of any quarterback in the league this year. That's a fact. Okay, what you're saying is an opinion, and it's yours, and it's flawed. That's fine. You're allowed to have it. What I'm saying is a fact that can't be refuted. Had he have, when they got to the 34, ended up allowing a game-winning field goal there, not at the intentional grounding, it would have been the fourth time this season in 11 games that he would have led a game-winning drive. Excuse me, 10 games.
Would have been. Would
yes,
have been.
I know.
Listen, how many games did he lose this year? How many games did we lose because Kirk Cousins either threw an interception or made a boneheaded play at the end of the game where we were in the game to win it?
Which ones? You tell me.
Not on the defense. The defense is playing against a
great
quarterback.
John, answer my question. Which games?
Do they put points on the board?
John, answer my question. Which games did he lose with an interception at the end of the game this year?
He lost to Philly this year with an interception at the end of the
That's
game.
That's one.
He lost
Which other
to,
one?
Yeah, Philadelphia game we lost because
yep,
of him.
You said that one. That's
Kansas
one.
Kansas City because of him.
No, you didn't, John.
Kansas City.
He didn't throw an
games.
Interception against Kansas City. He threw a ball that hit Josh Doctson in the hands that he dropped in the end zone after a long drive that would have been, by the way, another game-winning drive.
Okay, look, you guys defend this guy. You want what I'm saying is that
no, but you need to be correct.
There's a huge
correct.
Section of the fan base
John,
now, and it continues.
You're on hold now, John. If you're gonna call in, you need to be correct because I deal in fact. That's what I do. You deal in opinions that are flawed. I have no problem with that. But when I ask you a question and you give me a fake story that works in the bar with one of your buddies, I'm going to call you out on it.
Quarterback, that's what you do.
You're gone. Stop talking.
See you later. You don't get to say he threw an interception at the end of the Kansas City game when he didn't throw an interception at the end of the Kansas City game. Do you understand the difference? How many games did Kirk Cousins lose with a pick at the end? Now, if you want to say he lost week one against Philly because of the bad interception in the second half, I think that that's probably overstated, but I will even give you that one, okay? Because that was a bad interception that he threw. But in Kansas City, he threw zero interceptions, let alone one at the end of the game. He led them on a game-winning drive where he hit Josh Doctson in the hands for the game-winning touchdown on that game. So that is incorrect. The following week, he led a game-winning drive after the defense tried to blow the game against the San Francisco 49ers. In another shootout win, by the way. Okay? Then in Seattle, he led a game-winning drive. Because, again, no quarterback in the league has had more game-winning drives than Kirk Cousins this year. Now, you said, well, he would have had 4 out of 10. You're right. So now he only has 30% of the games he started in this year with game-winning drives. He's only got, by the way, about a quarter of his starts since taking over. 11 times he's led fourth quarter comeback game-winning wins. Since he took over as a starter like 42 games ago, almost a quarter of his starts have gone that way.
And here's what you don't get to do. I'm sorry to cut you off, but when you go, you could say what you want about the defense. You don't get to gloss over that. This is stunningly bad. This is epically bad stuff. You've taken away all the weapons, and in your mind, and what you're hearing now is Cousins' homerism that he's the greatest ever. Nobody's saying that. You, sir, are incorrect. Everything you said just then was incorrect.
But listen to what he did, though.
Teams win games.
He wouldn't have a conversation.
Games.
I want to engage with these people. I do. I want to have a conversation with you. I want to get inside your head and understand the rationality of how you can think the way you think.
There isn't any. There isn't any.
But I'm desperate for it. I want a back and forth. But you don't have any facts. You have no information. You have an opinion that when you sit around with like-minded people in your basement on Sunday watching the game, everyone says, yeah, man, you're real smart. You're right. Kirk Cousins is stupid. He's bad. He loses games. But when tasked with, you ask the question rhetorically, how many games has he lost this year with a bad interception? By the way, he has 5 picks all season. 5. I watched many quarterbacks have 2 and 3 yesterday, and one have 5 in one game, by the way. But how many games has he lost with a play at the end? I said, you tell me. I'm asking you. It's your platform. I'll just sit here. The first game you come up with is a game that you made up in your head. A play that you made up in your head. And then I ask you, okay, well, give me another one because that's incorrect. And you just keep talking. You won't have a conversation. So
well,
I put the guy on hold for a minute.
Oh, great. Guys
I go
on,
back to him, and he's still making whatever points he's making.
Some guys on Twitter that he follows were saying they didn't
Correct.
Believe that Kirk Cousins
point.
Would be able to get it done. So there's your evidence.
Let's make all of the decisions based on what your buddies on Twitter think.
There's your evidence.
I'm sure that'll be a successful operation that we'll be running here in Washington. What else did all of the Twitter people think yesterday? I'm curious. That is what makes Mondays after losses difficult. I love getting to do this. I love this show. And I even, again, what I like about Chris in D.C., who is a complete and utter troll, is I love that he goes back and forth with us. And even though his points are generally insane, I like that he will allow you to ask him a question. He will answer a question.
Talk like a human being.
Right. when you call up with, all I want is facts. In politics, in sports, in life, I need you to deal in correct information. And if you cannot do that, you do not get a seat at the table. That's the difference. Turkey and mashed potatoes are sitting in the middle of the table. I'm here and Danny's here, and we got an open seat for you all day long. But you need to work in reality. You need to know what you're talking about, and you need to not make things up. How about that? Can we all agree to that?
Should be able to agree to that.
The interception against Kansas City at the end of the game.
It was a terrible play that he made.
Never threw a pick against Kansas. Scrambled all over the place for his life. True. Made a bunch of plays. True. Led them down to the field. True. Threw a ball that Josh Doctson dropped that would have been the game-winning touchdown. True. Would have been another game-winning drive, by the way. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
It is G&D. Window Nation time, people. Winter is quickly approaching, as Ned Stark told us, winter is coming. And the last thing on your mind is probably a thermostat, but it should be. Your home, is it ready for the high heating bills? Window Nation wants to keep you and your family warm this winter with new windows and their half-off Black Friday sale. Get 50% off, GP. 50% off any style, window, size, or color.
Window Nation boys and girls, they made my life, they made Danny's lives better. They have made my energy bills lower. 50% off, as Danny's told you. Any style, size, or color. Plus, if you call before Cyber Monday, Window Nation's going to pay your heating bill for the entire window with purchases of a whole house of windows. Yes, you heard that correctly. They will pay your entire heating bill this winter. Hundreds, even thousands in savings potentially with Window Nation. You got to take advantage.
Give them a call. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. That's how you get your 50% off. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest until 2019, and zero on your heating bills as well. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.